Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Sachs Kalim Perik Vav Mishnah Dalon and Perik Zayin Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is every learner's chosas bas rachol shishi bezeich to find receive a kol gun bikar of mamish. We continue with one more case of this makeshift oven that was made out of stones that were placed next to each other. These stones were connected to the ground by clay, which makes them clay cheres. We're discussing when they became tamei, how to mitar them. So Mishnah Dalon tells us shtei avarim shasam kiruv nitmu. We have two simple stones that were placed next to each other. They were made into a stove and then they became tamei because it's a sheretz fell in between them. But then samach lozoi avenachas mikan lozoi avenachas mikan. He added on two stones to the original Kira. We'll call the original Kira stones B and C, and then he added an extra one on the other side of B, that would be A, and then he added on another one on the other side of C, that would be D. So he has four stones instead of two, with the original two that were Tame, they're in the middle. So Mishnah tells us, half of this one is Tame, and half is Tar, and half of this one is Tame, and half of this is Tahar. In other words, the two new stones that were added on the outside, A and D, those are both Tahar, and the half of stone B, which services A, and the half of stone C, which services D, that's also Tahar because now it's considered a brand new Kira. However, Nitl Tahiris, if the Tahar stones are removed, meaning A and D are subsequently removed, so Chazu Elu Tumasan, the original stones, B and C, they go back to their state of Tumah. And we'll go on to Parag Zayin Mishnah Aleph, HaKolosos Shabalabatim Shenefchasa. Kolosos of regular people, they got ruined. Now, what are Kolosos? So this is the plural word for Kalos, which is basically an earthenware base for a Kira. Sometimes their Kiras, their stoves, were placed on the ground. Sometimes, though, they were placed on a base. And what happened to it is that inside it was nifchas, a hole was formed, the middle of it crumbled a little bit. It could be because since the fire was there, it ruined the cheres a little bit, maybe not, maybe something else happened. Either which way, there's a hole in the floor of this kalos. So if this dip, this depression, is less than 3 tfachim, it's okay mikabel tomo, because nothing happened to the stove. Why is that? That's because you could still put wood in it, fire it up on the bottom, and the pot which is on top of the stove is still going to be able to be cooked. However, yasser mikan tahira, if this dip, this depression, this hole is more than 3 tefachim, it's tahar. That's because if you put wood, if you put a fire source inside the depression, it's not going to be hot enough to reach the pot on top to cook it, so therefore it's not really considered a functional kira. What about the following? Nasan Evan or Tzurar? Let's say in order to lessen this depression of 3 tefachim, he put a stone or a rock inside, tahira, it's still not makabel toma because it's not considered part of the base. However, mercha betet, if he then smeared clay on it, connecting the stone to this hole is depression, thereby raising the floor of it a little bit, so makabel is toma mekanu laba. Now the Kira is able to be Mekabel Toma from here and on because it's considered like a brand new Kira. And actually, Zuhi Chuas Rabbi Yehuda Betanu Shenasan El Pia Bar El Pia Dos is what Rabbi Yehuda used to respond to the Chachamim in regards to the oven that was placed on top of a hole or ditch in the ground. In Parakei, we had this case where there was an oven that was placed over a hole in the ground. The fire was put inside the hole. Rabbi Yehuda said that the oven, the Tanner, is only able to be Mekabel Toma if when a heat source, when fire is placed inside the hole, it's able to reach the Tanner and heat it up. But if not, it's not even Mekabel Toma, and he used this Mishnah as the basis for his Shita. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Beis and Gimel with more about Kiras, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.